Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Kelly. I am Kelly Morris, author of the Morris Tribe and also known as Morris Tribe Mom. And this week we're talking about bread. If you noticed on Monday's post, we are giving away two free bread pans. Actually, Urban Homemaker is giving those away to get you started in bread making or to just enhance your current bread making. So be sure and check those out. I have those pans. Love, love, love them. Anyway, in the podcast this week, we're just going to be talking about problems, though, that you might be having with your bread making. And let me validate you, any of you who are trying to make bread and you've had some batches that just didn't turn out well at all. Been there, done that, sister. It's okay, and it is a process, and there is a real learning curve. And that's one of the reasons I'm going to feature how to make bread in December's A Year on a Homestead. And you will be able to see exactly how it's done. And there's just some things, especially with some of this homemaking stuff, canning and bread making, that it just really helps if you watch someone do it. At least it does for me. So anyway, here's a tip for today. We're going to be talking about developing your gluten and how long to knead your dough. If you look at the recipe that I have for Denise's Soft and Satiny recipe for her rolls, you'll see that it says to knead for 7 minutes, and I can tell you that that's just about perfect, so you don't have to think about it. But if you don't have a recipe that tells you exactly how long to knead the bread, here's a couple of things to think about. To develop the gluten, when it is fully developed, it will be smooth and elastic. Urban Homemaker even recommends taking a golf ball sized portion of the dough and stretch it. It should be very elastic, and it should also have a nice sheen to it, and it should not tear. If that gluten is not developed correctly or long enough, your bread will not rise and be as good as it really could be. And then here's a little tip to leave you with that I really thought was cool. Again, on Urban Homemaker, someone mentions, say the Lord's Prayer as you knead your bread, assuming you're doing it by hand, making one kneading stroke per word and then repeating the prayer at least twice. Many ladies have told me that this method alone solved their dilemma of determining how long to knead the dough. I think that's pretty cool, and it's also a good way to start your day. So thank you for joining me. This has been Kelly Morris, Coffee with Kelly, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.